Welcome back. As we head to the top half of the fifth inning, Mike Hamps, Kelly Wunsch alongside. Round Rock Training 2-1 to the Omaha Royals. We welcome our final guest, 10-year season ticket holder, Tom Wancho. Take a bow. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Now, I know you a little bit through the Sabre organization around, and I'm going to take you back 10 years here in just a minute. It'll be the upper third of the Royals order facing Roy Corcoran, who's given up a couple of runs on 7 base hits over 3. Reigns holds that bat way up high from the left side, looks at one that almost hit him in the back knee, ball one. When you first heard the Round Rock Express were coming to town, what were your thoughts, being the baseball aficionado you are?
I just thought it was great that Austin area was going to have a triple A, well, at that time, a double A team, and the opportunity to come out here. In our group, we have 8 other season ticket holders.
1-0 pitch, cut on and foul back, count 1-1.
We go to several games a year, each of us, and it's the right amount for me, and that 2001 season was just great with them winning the Texas League Championship the first year.
The 2000 season you're talking about.
2000, yes.
And then we had that 2001 club we'll talk about. One ball and one strike to Reigns, who's 1-for-2. That one over the middle of the knees. That was the one. We got into the playoffs with Arkansas, and 9-1-1 showed up. And
yeah, we had ordered our tickets, and it was that the year we kind of got rooked out of the our Round Rock, rather, got rooked out of the
yes,
by our good friend Tom Kaiser down in San Antonio.
Well, no, this was the general manager in Arkansas was responsible for that as much as anything else.
Okay.
But you said that, rooked out. That's not bad. 1-2 pitch. And way too tight at that back foot. But we have sort of pursued a theme as Reigns standing there leading off the fifth inning with a 2-ball, 2-strike count, a 2-1 Omaha lead. Of this being Round Rock's front porch, I mean, people come out here. Baseball, yes. Tremendous baseball fans, best in all of minor league baseball, and I would put them up against anybody in baseball, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch on the way, slapped into left field. Drifting back goes Bogusevic. He has a bead on it and puts it away. One out here in the fifth as Reigns Jr. retired. That'll bring on J.R. House, who has an RBI single and his 2 times up. But you don't have to be a baseball fan, Tom, to appreciate and enjoy it. But if you are, if you're a Sabre member like Tom Wancho and really into this, it's even better.
There's so much to do. It's real family atmosphere out here. I'm sure some of your other announcers have touched on that. But, yeah, I am a baseball fan first and foremost, and we've got great seats, great competition. It's nice to see some of these guys advance up to the Astros, especially from the earlier days.
J.R. House swinging and lifting that one way down the right field side. Reggie Abercrombie's charging over. I think he's going to run out of room, and he will. That's into the seat, strike one. And the other thing is, I mean, you talk about, you go back to that 2000 team, and you think about the kids that came through. Jason Lane, actually in 2001, but Roy Oswalt, Morgan Ensberg, Keith Ginner in that 2000 team. All those three kids ended up in Houston, either in 2000 or eventually.
Well, the night they won the title in 2000 and they announced that Ensberg and Ginter were getting called up the next day, that was just awesome.
Pretty special. No balls and 1 strike. Broken bat pop up out towards second. Jason Smith drifts over on the outfield grass to put it away for out number 2. Well, that whole season laid itself out, and to me, and I want to ask your opinion on this, the Express is struggling up until May 25th when Oswalt stepped up here and struck out 15 San Antonio Missions hitters, and Nolan and Jackie Moore finally talked the Astros into leaving Roy here, and that, to me, tilted the scale for Round Rock for the rest of that first half.
It really did. I mean, when you look to see what Oswalt did after that season with the Astros and the fact that he was just pitching here the year before, I mean, he was dominant.
Alex Gordon has driven in a run with a sacrifice fly. Is 1-for-1 otherwise. 2-1 Omaha as we play here in the top half of the fifth. The pitch down and in. 1-0. And then a spectacular night. Were you here the night they clinched the first half in 2000?
I'm not sure if I was here that night or not.
Well, let me give you a little scene that maybe awaken your memory bank here in case you were. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gordon, of course, former first-round Royals draft pick, looks at 1 low, 2 balls, 0 strikes. When that game ended, it ended on a home run by the first baseman then, and I can't call his name. But anyway, Jackie Moore, his wife, Jay Miller, his wife, all the players paraded around and shook hands with the fans, went up into the stands. That pitch is downstairs and outside, ball three. Sprayed that non-alcoholic champagne all over each other, all over the place. Very special night here, and you knew then, as the place was just packed with fans, 11,000 plus that night when they clinched. 3-0 pitch on the outside edge for a strike. And then, of course, that dandy playoff between El Paso and Round Rock, one in the 11th inning.
The game I remember best is the 2000 title game when Friday night players were standing on the first
3-1 pitch hammered into center field. Ramirez right there to put it away. And 1-2-3 in the fifth inning go the Royals. We're visiting with 10-year season ticket holder Tom Wancho. We'll be back with Tom in the bottom of the fifth inning. Round Rock trailing Omaha 2-1. Bottom half of the fifth inning, Mike Capps, Kelly Bunch, and 10-year season ticket holder Tom Wancho alongside. 2-1, Round Rock trailing the Omaha Royals, broadcasting from the Give Realty booth here at the Dell. Give Realty finds the right home for you. Give Realty gives back to the community, returning 20% of its commissions to the charity of the buyer or seller's choice. Get the right home. Give back to the community with Give Realty at 512-338-4483. That's Give Realty. Your Donnie Ramirez, Lou Santangelo, and Reggie Abercrombie. 8-9-1 facing Heath Phillips, who leads the Round Rock Express 2-1. Ramirez looks at a first pitch strike on that outside edge. Tom, we go back now as we'll move on through the Texas League years. Next pitch, tapped off home plate, right back toward the mound, a high hop. Phillips wheels and throws to first and got him half a step. One out here in the fifth inning. That'll bring on Santangelo, who walked his first time. Were you among the skeptics when Round Rock switched to AAA?
Really was. They had a good thing going with AA ball. I didn't fully comprehend the move to AAA, although I knew it would give us, as fans, an opportunity to see players right on the cusp of making the major leagues and also some rehab assignment type players.
Well, just from the perspective up here, and Kelly and I have talked about this a million times, the first pitch to Santangelo drifts away, ball one. Play is so much better. I mean, it's substantially better, substantially quicker, much better defense. 1-0 pitch. Bounced up the middle and knocked down by the shortstop, but Santangelo will beat it out for a base hit. That ball gets through in the Texas League every single time. You don't get a shortstop over to it, which is my point entirely.
No, you're talking about the nuances of the game. You know, at this level, the players are starting to understand the mental aspect of the game, and they start utilizing it. And so there's a whole other level to following these games than there would be at the AA level, where it's, as Bogusevic mentioned in that pregame interview, where it's just more about just raw talent versus raw talent.
Reggie Abercrombie has a single in two times. That's popped up middle of the infield. In comes Lassone, the shortstop. He'll take over right in front of the second base cut to make the grab for out number two. And that'll bring on Jose Vallejo. Right-hander Jeff Gary loosens in that Round Rock bullpen. We'll see him pitch the sixth as the evening is done for Roy Corcoran.
I agree with Kelly on that last point, because you're seeing the athletic ability at AAA that's had a chance to mature a little bit. And they're making baseball plays now, not just pure athletic plays.
Absolutely. Here comes Jason Smith, the pinch hit. And that was down and in, ball one. Apparently Mr. Vallejo has had enough work on that hamstring. 10,189 paid to see it at the Dell. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and the count evens at 1-1. Well, it has been a joy and a blessing to be here for 10 years, and I know that you've enjoyed every single game you've come out here. Here's a guy that's in the Sabre organization, Society for American Baseball Research, caught on and missed strike two. These guys know more about the subtle nuances of the game than there are subtle nuances.
I tell you, this is the only 10-year season ticket holder we've had up in the booth with the scorebook.
I know.
It's one of those nerdy things that Sabre guys do.
On ball with two strikes. That's not nerdy. That's tap foul.
Well, you know, my mom has had, my parents have had season tickets to the Astros for years, and my mom keeps a scorebook every single game she goes to see because she thinks it helps keep her into the ball game.
Well,
better.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Absolutely right, it does. Yeah.
Well, I've got even one more for you. I balance my scorebook after every game, so that's how into it I am.
1-2 pitch almost hit him. He had to dance a dance. We're talking about Jason Smith to get out of the way. But it's one of those, and Kelly, you got to go with me to one of the Sabre meetings. I'll go with, they invite me two, three times a year. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and that'll do it. Tom Wancho, we really appreciate your 10-year season ticket holder status. And not only that, let me know the next time you guys are going to meet in Central Austin. I want to come to a meeting.
I think we got a meeting in a couple of weeks, Mike, but I will let you know.
I'll be there. You let me know. Tom Wancho, great guy. Great Brownlock Express fan. Really appreciate you being up here. Back with the sixth inning, 2-1 Omaha on the Express Radio Network.